USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is unveiling plans to start reopening the economy, which President Trump says he hopes to do as soon as possible. As the coronavirus outbreak continues, the plan will call on governors to consider easing stay-at-home restrictions in phases. In a conference call with governors, the president said, "You're going to call your own shots." Don't look for a reopening of the U.S.-Canadian border anytime soon. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it will be weeks more before a loosening of border restrictions can be considered.
There will be special thought given to this relationship, but at the same time, we know that there is a significant amount of time still before we can talk about loosening such restrictions.
There are exemptions for the flow of trade and commerce. And President Trump at the White House delivering his daily coronavirus task force briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Chase Bank. Social distancing means more consumers are performing everyday activities using digital tools these days. And for some, it can be the first time they go digital for things like banking or grocery shopping. Nearly two-thirds of smartphone users over 50 reported in 2019 that they don't use their devices for financial transactions. Chase and AARP Foundation have collaborated to help improve digital confidence and know-how with free videos and worksheets on things like downloading an app, depositing checks, and avoiding scams. Alice Rodriguez, financial help leader for Chase, says,
"There are many online tools that can help us handle everyday tasks from home, like banking. These free resources can help you stay safe and confident online and ready to spot misinformation and scams."
To take a free online workshop on financial technology, visit aarpfoundation.org/fintech. Again, that's aarpfoundation.org/fintech.
An Iranian speedboat swarms by and harasses American naval ships. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
U.S. crews issued multiple warnings by the bridge-to-bridge radio, then used the 5 short blasts from the ship's horns using the long-range acoustic noisemaker devices as the 11 Iranian speedboat-type vessels made several passes at the U.S. ships. The Iranian vessels crossed the bows and sterns at extremely close range, estimated at 10 yards. U.S. Navy Forces Central Command out of Bahrain tells us their commanding officers retained the inherent right to act in self-defense. I'm John Clemens.
And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 33 points to finish at 23,537. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your product to keep me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Trump is consulting with business leaders across the United States regarding the U.S. economy and when to reopen things. The president does believe that once businesses do reopen, the economy will once again be great. Entrepreneur and Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, though, says we need to temper our expectations regarding business.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more of a U-shape, not quite as much of a rocket ship, simply because, you know, when I look at my companies, you know, I'm still asking questions. When we get to N plus one, that day after we open, are my businesses going to look the same? And right now it doesn't look that way. I'm not going to just dive in and say and spend the same money that I did before. I'm not going to be making the same investments because, like anything else, you kind of want to dip your toe in and get to lay the land and find out some context. And so I think companies will do that first. But once we get through that initial barrier, that initial understanding, the days, weeks, months, whatever it may be, then I think we, you know, in the back end of that U-shape, then we can really accelerate. But I don't think people are just going to go back in and say, you know what, on February 1st, this was my budget. I'm just going to spend it on June 1st. I don't see that happening. But that doesn't mean the economy can't be great. Doesn't mean the economy can't take off. It's just a question of when. But I do have confidence, absolute confidence, that we will get back to where we were.
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice also on that advisory panel. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.